Hi, I'm GP. And I'm a first-time dad. Okay, so I'm back with another episode. And I apologize to the listeners who have been listening to the previous episodes. Thank you very much for tuning in. I wasn't able to record episodes lately because of parenthood, you know, being a dad without any house help, babysitters, even relatives to help us babysit. It's really a full-time job, and I salute single parents who have successfully raised their kids. You know, you deserve all the love in the world, all the appreciation in the world, and I salute that. Anyway, so for this episode, we'll be talking about baby milestones. Now, there are a lot of milestones in a baby's life. Okay, so this will probably be first of maybe two or three episodes. I'm not sure, but because there are a lot of milestones in a baby's life, and I will be talking about just the milestones that my baby has achieved so far. Okay, so when we talk about milestones, we're talking about events in a baby's life that mark the child's development. You know, in adult life, there are also milestones. For example, if you're a skateboarder, milestones will include the first time you ollied, the first time you kickflipped, and if you're a basketball player, maybe the first time you made a slam dunk. You know, these are milestones. These are events that mark your growth as an athlete, as a skateboarder, as a basketball player. And those are adult milestones. Now, like the day you learned to drive, the day you got your first government-issued ID, you know, these are milestones of adulthood. But for babies, of course, they are the traditional milestones, which I will be talking about in this episode. Well, the first milestone will be the baby glancing not in the general direction, but in a particular specific direction, you know, and knowing the sound of your own voice. So when you say your baby's name, he will, in my case, my baby boy, would look in my general direction and not necessarily making eye contact yet, but generally looking and responding to the audio clue, the auditory clue, which is the sound of his name. Now, this is when me and my wife had a sort of discussion about this. I wanted to call my baby by a nickname, which did not stick, by the way. Anyway, she told me that for now I should use my boy's name, Robin, rather than the nickname. And the nickname can come later in life, because if you're training your boy to respond to the sound of his name, he should be focused on just a particular sound, for example, Robin. And if you call him by several nicknames, like Robin and then two other nicknames, he'll be kind of confused which sound is my name. So for the first few months of his life, you know, make him get used to the sound of his own name. And when he already knows the sound of his own name, then you can introduce nicknames. It's like telling him, oh, when I say this nickname, I mean you. You know, you're Robin, but you're also this one, this particular nickname, whatever. I haven't decided on a real nickname yet. The first nickname I made, I don't like it anymore. It's Aga. It means early because he came out early, but that's about the only early thing he did. The other milestones in his life didn't come early. They came either just right or a bit late. So that nickname didn't stick. So I mean, I'm dropping that. And I used to be good at giving nicknames, you know, my sisters when they were little. I gave them really weird nicknames, and I liked it. And those came naturally, and I'm waiting for my baby's nickname to come to me. It comes, you know, it shouldn't be something you think about. It just comes. And so far, it hasn't come yet. Maybe because we should be concentrating on the particular name. So that's why it hasn't come. Anyway, that milestone of looking in your direction when you say his name, that comes around the first month, first to second month, all right? So the next milestone that I remember would be making eye contact and smiling. You know, when a baby makes eye contact, it means the vision is fully formed already. Color perception may not be as sharp as an adult's. I mean, I'm not really sure in how many shades they already see colors at a particular month, but definitely they see in black and white, and definitely they can recognize your face from the mother's face, from the sibling's face. You know, faces have distinct looks about them already, so that is a milestone. And okay, so when a baby makes eye contact, it almost always comes with smiling. You know, when he looks at you, he's gonna smile because you're familiar to him. He knows who you are, and he's gonna smile. By the way, I have an episode on smiling. You can check it out in the archives. It's episode 6. And, you know, at first, when I saw my baby smile for the first time, it wasn't really that cute to me. Just, yeah, you know, normal. But as he grew older, his smile just became cuter and cuter. And right now, his smile is the cutest thing in the world for me. It's really, really cute. And that milestone comes around the third to fourth month. And then the next milestone I remember is when he starts rolling over on his own. Now, when a baby rolls over on his own, the first rolling over that he does is usually from tummy to back. You know, so when you put a baby on his tummy, that isn't his default position. His default is lying on his back. So when he realizes that, oh, I'm in a tummy position, this isn't my normal position, so let me get back to my default. So he's going to roll over. Now, that conscious decision to go from lying on my tummy to going back to my default state, just lying on my back, that is a milestone. And you should celebrate that when he starts doing that. You might want to have your phones ready to take a video of it on your social media as something to celebrate, because it is a milestone worth celebrating. Now, related to that is another milestone, which some people may think is the same milestone, but actually it's not. It's maybe a sequel to it, but it's not the same, you know. And I'm talking about rolling over, this time from the back to the tummy, you know, because this time he's in his default position, which is lying on his back, and then he makes the conscious effort, I'm bored, I want to go in another position, and he's going to roll over on his tummy. Now, when my baby does it before, when he was doing it, he always did it on a preferred side, you know. In his case, it was mostly the left. So he chose to roll over to his left, and that's how he gets to his tummy position, always to his left. Now, it doesn't matter, you know, you don't need to force your baby to be able to do it in both directions, you know. Now, your baby will choose a direction, and he will stick with that, you know. If he chooses left, he's going to go left all the time. Maybe until he grows older and he can control his body more. But as long as he gets the job done, which is get on his tummy, that's what he's going to use. All right? So those milestones usually come close together. And they come on the 5th or the 6th month. So I think my baby had it in the late 5th month. I forgot. I wasn't able to documented really, but around that time. Okay, so the next milestone would be sitting up on his own. When my baby sits up, at first he usually does it by rocking his body forward, you know, like when you're doing crunches, you know, for your abs. That's the body motion that he used when he wants to sit up. And when I see him doing that, of course he's not going to be able to do it in one smooth motion, but as soon as I see him making the effort, I see his face exerting the effort, I help him, I pull him up so he gets a sit up. But the milestone is when he's able to figure out a way to sit up without using that rocking motion. So he's going to be rolling over to his side first, and then he's going to push himself up into a sitting position. That is the milestone, not the forcing himself to sit up like he's doing crunches. No, that's not the milestone. The milestone is when he figures out how to put two and two together, which is rolling over first and then pushing himself up. as a mouse. So that happens around the 6 month as well. And I think my baby also had that in his 6 month. Okay. And then the next milestone that I remember when he's able to pull himself up on his own. I remember this milestone. He was in his crib and I was watching a Copa America match. I think it was Brazil against I forgot which country they were against, but he was facing the television, holding on to the bars of his crib, and then suddenly pulled himself up into a standing position, from sitting down to standing, using his arms and pushing himself up with his legs. Right, so the strength there doesn't come really from the arms, but from the legs. You know, the arms will just be the guide, but the force that he will use to push himself into a standing position will come from his legs. Right, so that again is a milestone. I have a video of that. I posted it on my social media, but I don't think people will be able to see it because it was just, you know, an Instagram story or a Facebook My Day. It disappears after 24 hours, but I have an archive of it, but I don't think people will be able to see it. But I did post it, so if you're a social media type of parent, you know, those are the things that you would take photos of, take videos of, because these are milestones. And the last milestone so far that my boy has achieved would be the crawling. The first type of crawling motion he did was the army type crawl, or the snake crawl, where he crawls using his belly, sliding it, but not really with the knees pushing. You know, that's the legit crawl. But now he does that already, but he didn't start with that. He started first like moving his belly side to side like a snake. And then, eventually he learned how to push himself with one knee first. You know, just one knee was pushing and the other leg was just, you know, moving forward. But it was his right knee that was pushing the ground. And then eventually he had two knees already pushing the ground, his arms already moving in a legit baby crawl. Now, if your baby isn't crawling yet, don't be worried, because there are actually cases wherein babies totally skip the crawling stage and just graduate to walking, taking their first steps, you know, from sitting down, pulling himself up, and then walking. They don't go through the crawling stage. Experts used to think that crawling was the intermediate stage from sitting to walking, but it actually isn't. You know, some babies crawl, some babies don't. And if your baby doesn't crawl, it's nothing to worry about. It's totally fine, as long as you see some motor skills, you know, standing up, movement in the legs, it's nothing to worry about. Okay, so I'll end my episode there. That's milestones my boy has had so far. The next one's the first word, pointing. He hasn't done that yet, so as soon as he does, I'm going to take note of it, and that will be in the sequel to this episode. That will be Milestones Part 2. Alright, so you can send us a message at firsttimedadpodcast@gmail.com. That's 1sttimepodcast@gmail.com. Or search First Time Dad GP, that's the word first, F-I-R-S-T, Time Dad GP, that's my name. First Time Dad GP on Facebook, please give it a like and follow if you haven't already. You can listen to First Time Dad on Anchor, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and other major podcast platforms. All right, so until the next episode, thank you for listening. Have a great day. Goodbye.